I'm David Teasdale for CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I'm very happy to be talking with Jen Young, the owner-operator of the Animal Nutrition Center located at 1730 Wellington Street in Sherbrooke. How are you, Jen, and congratulations on the newest member of your family.
Ah, thank you. I'm actually holding up like everybody. And yes, I became a grandmother for the first time. My first grandson was born 2 weeks ago. Well, he'll be 2 weeks old tomorrow.
Wow, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I look forward to when I can hold him, but for now it'll have to be photos.
Well, yeah, that's better than nothing.
It is indeed.
So
it
how
is indeed.
How are you and your staff holding up?
You know what? We're doing really good. You know, we're keeping each other's spirits high. We know that this is a difficult time for everybody, but I've got an amazing team. I really do. My employees from the beginning have been all about, all right, what do you need us to do to make sure that we're safe, our customers are safe, and most of all, our animals are safe. So they've been incredible. Without them, I don't think my spirits would have been this high this long.
Yes, because you are considered an essential service, and
yeah.
as such, you're continuing to offer services. Can you describe some of the services that you are continuing to offer?
Well, as far as services, really, we can't do our services like our daycare for the dogs or our grooming or anything like that. We just can't. There is that possibility of a transferal on their fur, you know, not just from people at home maybe having the virus and being asymptomatic and not knowing it, and we bringing the dog in and then picking it up. It could be vice versa as well. So we cannot offer that right now, which is very, very difficult for me because my grooming was literally a therapy for me. But right now, we've battened down the hatches. We have, for the first time ever, went and acquired a wireless debit machine so that people, I'm encouraging people to call us, make their order, they can pay over the phone, and then we strap on our mask and our gloves and disinfect our hands and all of our workstations, and then we meet them on the side of the building for a no-contact pickup. I'm encouraging people to do that for everybody's safety. So that's a brand new thing for us. We never did that before. We're also offering delivering, and I can tell you that I have so much more respect for delivery people right now. Wow. It is not just, you know, anyway, I my hats are off to them. Getting home at 9 o'clock at night after doing like 3 hours of deliveries, it's quite a thing. It's something. So these are all new things that we're offering. We've set up a booth as soon as you walk into our store that the people must hand sanitize. We expect it. We watch for it. We only allow 3 people at a time in the store because our store, thankfully, is big enough that there is proper space for proper, you know, distancing. So we're lucky there. But we've seen people taking this very seriously, so we've seen a lot less people. And that's a heck of a catch-22 to say for coming out of my mouth. But I'm happy to see people taking it very seriously. People 3 weeks ago stocked up on what they needed. So they're not just coming in just to peruse because they're not permitted anyways. We take it very seriously here. So there's no coming in and just looking around. We don't permit that. If you need to come in and it's because you need to pay cash or you insist on coming in for whatever reason, you must get exactly what you need, and that is all, and quickly in and out. So we're taking it very seriously. Probably maybe I'm taking it a little too seriously because it's a big stress to try and make sure I'm doing everything I possibly can to keep everybody safe.
Well, you sleep better at night knowing that you've done that.
I do indeed. Yes, I do.
What can people still buy from the Animal Nutrition Center?
Well, we've also set up, like, I've been taking pictures like crazy of all the other stuff because we didn't pay our bills just by selling dog and cat and horse food, right? We actually, that's why we brought in our gift line section and our other things that we offer. That's why we brought it in, so that we could pay our bills and keep helping all of our 60 animals. So what I've done is if they're coming into the store, they're only permitted to get what they need as a necessity, as an essential for their animal. But if they call ahead to order, I've been taking photos of all of our other merchandise that we do offer. So people can say, you know what, I also saw on your page that you have, oh, I don't know, bandanas. You have this. You have a leash. I need a new leash for my dog. Then we can collect it all together and deliver it all at once with their necessities. So that's a new thing that we're trying to do, too. It's all, everything is just new to us, all of it.
So anyone who needs pet food or products for their pet can still get them from the Animal Nutrition Center. And
Absolutely. If
they're ordering something, they can throw something else in, maybe a Yankee Candle or something to go with the order. Is that right?
Well, everybody needs a Yankee right now, as far as I'm concerned. Like, they need to have that peace of mind. They need to be able to burn that and feel better about themselves.
It's like company.
We actually did start doing deliveries to two people from people, and I can't tell you, Dave, what that's done for my morale. Like, people can call and prepay for it, and then we deliver an item specifically to somebody with a special card that we made up saying that somebody's thinking about you and we're all going to be okay. And that has... It's unbelievable. It gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. It lifts people's spirits. And right now, I think in this time especially, we need kindness. We need
yes.
it. It's important.
Absolutely. So someone can call up and say, I'm thinking of someone. I would like to send them a Yankee Candle.
No candy. Well, I know some Jelly Belly suckers. But, candle, yeah.
Yeah. And then how do they pay? Do they use their credit card number?
Phone.
Yeah.
I also accept e-transfers.
E-transfers, yes.
Yep. Yeah, and then we deliver them. Now, my delivery process is very strict as well,
mm-hmm.
and I'm assuming every business is just as strict as we are, but we insist on making sure. We've been in the public since all of this started. Like,
mm-hmm.
knock on wood, none of us have fallen ill. None of us have, nobody close to us, thankfully, has gotten this virus. And we're very careful about that. I can't even tell you how many times I take my temperature in a day. But we've been in the public from the beginning. So the people that have been the most exposed to this is people like us, you
yes.
know, that have continued to have to greet people and see people from the very beginning. So we see that. We are conscious of that. And we are very serious about that. So I am a firm believer, I have been for several weeks, that if we can help others by wearing a face mask, not the surgical one, not the medical ones that our hospitals need, you know, to cover our mouth, to avoid any kind of transfer from saliva, we take that seriously. We rotate our stock. I've actually put in a huge inventory routine now. We're closed on Sundays and Mondays, and on Saturdays, we don't touch any of our inventory in the warehouse. So we have 3 full days that our inventory is never touched by anybody. So we're very conscious about doing what we can to make sure I keep my employees safe, but also I'm doing everything I can to make sure I'm keeping my customers safe too.
And so what are your hours? I realize that they've changed.
The hours?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, we had originally, because sales have dropped considerably, we had already decided, well, I shouldn't say we, that was on my call. My employees want to work all the time. I have to force them to take days off.
Mm-hmm.
But I also insist on still paying them for their salaries, too. I don't want to have them to go without because of any of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I had originally decided to close Mondays and Tuesdays, and then the Premier came out and announced that all stores other than pharmacies and gas stations would close on Sundays. So now we just switched our days. Now it's Sunday and Monday that we are closed completely. The rest of the week, we're open from 10 to 5 still. I don't know if we'll be able to keep that because, again, we keep seeing fewer and fewer people. And we can go hours sometimes with not seeing anybody. So we might alter that still again in the future. But for now, we're only closed for 2 days.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. People still can get the animal feed they need.
Yes.
And they can even
Yep.
have it delivered if they want to. They can use an
That's right.
e-transfer or a credit card payment. All
That's
of
right.
those systems work well. As you were saying, you have now an Interact machine that
Yes.
is reusable remotely, so that helps a lot.
Yep. Yep. Anywhere in Canada that there's a cell service. I'm like, whoa, when this is all over, I'm so going up to Ontario and selling my aunt a bag of cookies.
Are there any projects that you're working on for future sales, or I'd heard something about web-based sales, or is that right?
It's right now, the one thing I have access to at all times, always have since day one, is Facebook. It was an investment to purchase our wireless machine. So right now, I got to be really careful with expenditures. And I would love to have a website. I've actually looked into having an online store for years.
Yeah.
But it's pricey. It's expensive. You got to pay somebody to always be on top of it and upgrading it and updating it and all that stuff all the time. And it's just an expense we never had. And we definitely, I'm hoping not so badly, but I do believe that in the future we really won't be able to afford that. So for right now, we're really using Facebook a lot, and it's helped a lot. Lots of people are more comfortable just sending me a message on Facebook saying, Jen, I need my horse treats and horse food delivered, you know, on Friday. So we work that way for now. But in the future, I don't know. I think the future is up in the air for everybody. Right now, I'm just focusing on trying to get through it and making sure we're still up and standing after it's all done and over with.
Of course, you had the structure kind of built already in Facebook to be able to do something like that, because you've been doing your online auctions on Facebook.
That's right.
And if you're not already connected with the Animal Nutrition Center on Facebook, well, just go to Jen Aslin Young Facebook page and you'll be connected. You can see the items that are offered for auction. You could also expand that to include some of your floor items, I suppose.
Well, and I also started a page, actually, just 2 days ago. I called it Boutique Pet Connection Lenoxville, because we have a Facebook page just for our animals, which is The Pet Connection Lenoxville, and the auction is often on there and my personal page. But 2 days ago, I just created Boutique Pet Connection Lenoxville, and that is the stuff that's, you know, the other stuff that we depended on to sell as well. The candles, the funny things, the garden gnomes, stuff like that.
So
I put up all the dog treats, cat treats, toys, stuff like that too, so that people can get an idea of what we do have. And even if, you know, they're calling to get their dog food, they're looking through there and like, oh my gosh, yes, okay, I do. I need a leash. And, oh, and I want to pick that up because it's funny, you know, and it makes me feel better. So that's up there too. So that it's an option.
So how does it work when someone places an order? Because we're going to be placing an order soon. And as I understand, you place the order, then you can drive to the back of the store.
Yep.
Open up
your
trunk.
So right now, we ask as many people as possible to give us a call ahead of time.
Yes.
When they call us, we take down the order. We enter it into the computer. We tell them right away how much it's going to cost. They can choose to either pay right away, which is ideal, because it's a little bit less confusing. But they can pay right away with their credit card.
Yes.
Or they can choose to pay when they come with our new wireless machine. When we're at the end of the phone call, we tell them that when they're coming to pick it up, and we arrange that whenever, it doesn't have to be in the same day, we inform them to give us a quick call when they pull in. They're going to come to the side of the building, our big warehouse door. There's a big sign on the door that I put out there. People just give us a quick call and say, okay, it's David and I'm here. And then we put our masks on, we disinfect our hands, we get the stuff, we bring it out. If they've already paid, then that's it. They leave. They don't even have to get out of their car. They just have to pop their trunk. And or we come with our machine. We hold it at a distance. They can tap with their debit. If people still are paying cash, which is, I'm still seeing, the older generation. And the older generation, I will not refuse it. We also have a protocol for that as well. Like, I won't leave anybody stranded here in this situation.
Good to know.
So what we ask on the phone, we clarify this all on the phone when we're making our order. So if it has to be in cash, then we ask them to put the closest to exact amount in an envelope. And we take that envelope, it's put into a bag, and I'm actually looking at the bag right now, and they stay in that bag for a week. Mm-hmm. Then we can take it out, and then we can manipulate it and still take our safety precautions afterwards.
We're talking with Jen Young of the Animal Nutrition Center, located at 1730 Wellington Street South in Sherbrooke, who is an essential service still offering all your needs for your pet. So if you're looking and wondering where you're going to get your pet food, well, there's your answer.
We hope it's here.
And Jen, do you have a message for the people of the townships who are your customers, who might be your new customers, or what would you like to share?
I don't think I focus on just my customers right now. I hope everybody stays positive. Everybody realizes that, you know what, we will get through this. And kindness. Remember kindness. Be kind. Help somebody else out. Make somebody's day if you can. Kindness is going to be what gets us through all of this, I'm sure of it.
Well, thank you very much, Jen, and glad to know that people are not left stranded. They can get their pet food or advice. A lot of people need advice. Their pet is having a problem. They want to know what they can do about it. You've always been great with that.
Well, I try to be. And you guys have been great, too. Thank you very much, David Maureen, for keeping us all up to date. I tune into you guys on my way into work and on my way back to see if there's been any new developments.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jen.
Thank you. Take good care.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.